afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. The nights are drawing in towards the winter solstice, which this year occurs precisely at 10:50 p.m. South Africa time on the 20th of June. After that date, the sun returns to our shores. Hurrah! Tomorrow night will be even darker, as it will be the new moon, and no reflection will smile down upon us from the sun of the night. But we have electric light and can banish the long dark nights, giving us less excuse to slow down and hole up and nourish our souls with stories and reading and hanging out with others, or blissfully alone with the radio, keeping warm. Out there in the cold of outer space, my favourite space mission continues on its solitary way out of the solar system. Designed in the early 70s, which, by the way, is over 50 years ago, and launched in 1977, the twin Voyager spacecraft are still traversing the heavens, and tracking their course gives us a good sense of just how vast space is. You can actually track their course in real time on the NASA website, which I'll put in the podcast write-up on the FMR website. For those of you who can follow a web address, it is https://voyager.jpl.nasa.gov/mission/status, and there you can view the second-by-second progress of the two emissaries. The reason I mention Voyager now is because Voyager 1 and half its instruments are back online. So the online magazine Sky and Telescope relates. After a several-month period of problems, engineers have announced that the Voyager 1 spacecraft is not only back online, but also transmitting useful data from 2 out of 4 science instruments. Work is now underway to bring the remaining 2 instruments up to operational status. Problems began last November, when Voyager 1 suddenly began sending a repeating gibberish signal instead of the science and engineering data it typically sends. Troubleshooting on the ancient spacecraft revealed the culprit. A memory chip in one of the spacecraft's 3 onboard computers was corrupted, perhaps due to a strike from a speedy, charged particle known as a galactic cosmic ray. The corrupted chip in turn prevented communication with one of the probe's subsystems, known as the telemetry modulation unit. Without the ability to replace the chip, obviously, the team instead focused on a software-based workaround, moving the affected code elsewhere. A key challenge was to find space to move the code into, because no spot was large enough to hold the entire affected piece. The team broke up the affected code into pieces and relocated them to different positions in the computer, while ensuring the code could still function as a whole. Now, knowing something about software development, this is truly extraordinary and attests to proper documentation, very good software engineering. Voyager 1 is currently 163 astronomical units away from Earth. So one astronomical unit is the distance between ourselves and the Sun, which is 150 million kilometres. And a signal takes 22.5 hours, that is a 45-hour round trip, to reach the spacecraft. That's how far away it is. The team thus had to wait 2 days to see if the fix they had written in April had taken hold. When they finally saw that it had worked on April the 20th, they once again had access to the general status of the spacecraft. Additional updates allowed the spacecraft to resume sending back science data, and on May the 7th, from 2 of its instruments, Voyager 1's magnetometer and plasma wave subsystem now came back into life, returning useful data. Engineers are currently working to get the other 2 systems back online, that is the low-energy charged particle instrument and the cosmic ray subsystem. 6 other instruments are either no longer operational or were switched off after the spacecraft Saturn encounter in 1980. The Voyagers are 2 of 5 spacecraft currently escaping the solar system, along with New Horizons, which gave us those amazing images of Pluto as never before seen, and the no longer operational Pioneers 10 and 11. Pioneer 10 is credited with being the first spacecraft to traverse the asteroid belt and fly by Jupiter. Pioneer 11 was the first probe to do a flyby of Saturn. Pioneer 11's mission ended in 1995, and Pioneer 10 sent us its last signal in 2003. With its plutonium fuel now near half power, Voyager 1 is expected to continue operating at least through 2025 and perhaps beyond. After the plutonium energy source is depleted and the spacecraft finally shut down forever, the Voyagers 1 and 2 will continue on their journeys until either something blocks them, they get hit by space rocks, which is unlikely, or they are drawn into a large object like a planet or star through gravity, also unlikely. They'll just carry on trucking unless they are intercepted by an alien intelligence, which can understand how to decode the golden records they each possess, designed by Carl Sagan, bearing sounds from planet Earth, a map of how to get here, and a picture of a naked man and woman. I sometimes think of the aliens visiting us and only wishing to communicate with people on a nudist beach. Perhaps Sandy Bay will come into its own. For now, this is Ketrell Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.